Welcome to the Dieter Mellhorn Fishing Podcast. Whether you like to fish, enjoy talking about fishing, or just enjoy the fishing lifestyle, this is the podcast for you. So go grab yourself a cold drink or a hot cup of coffee, sit back, start tying up some fishing rigs, and enjoy the show.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to the Dieter Mellhorn Fishing Podcast. I hope you're having a good day, whatever day it is that you happen to be listening to the show. If you're a regular listener, I appreciate you listening, coming back, and checking everything out. And hey, if you're new, welcome. You can watch a video version of this podcast on YouTube, and you can listen to it on all the popular podcast platforms that are out there. And there's a bunch of them now, so it's real easy, easier than ever. If you want to reach out to me, it's real easy on YouTube. You can drop a comment in the comment section. But if you got a question, idea, suggestion, the best thing to do is go to my website, DieterMellhornFishing.com. There on the website, one, there's a link to the podcast and the YouTube videos. We've got, I don't know, 800 of them or so now. And also a link to my guide business. I'm a licensed charter captain here in the Carolinas. Do stuff right outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. And there's a contact section where you can give me an idea, give me some feedback, whatever. A lot of my podcasts, a lot of the videos come from ideas from you guys, so I appreciate it. Hey, today, real quick update on the guys who were caught cheating in the walleye tournament last year. It happened late last year, I believe in September, October, something like that. I think everybody in the world has heard about this story at this point. My friends who are not even into fishing know about it. It became worldwide news. It made the, you know, major network news shows. It was big. They were caught on video. If you hadn't seen it, they cut the fish open. They've got weights inside of them. Big, big deal. They were charged. I've done some podcasts on this stuff and kind of wanted to follow up on it with the conclusion to the story here. They've actually been sentenced. I think a month or so ago, they were actually went to court and they pled guilty. As with many of these cases, everybody wants to avoid a trial, and trials are expensive, especially for something at this level. While it's very much a big deal for people who fish in tournaments, especially people who fished against them, in the whole scheme of things out there, prosecutors really don't want to tie up a whole lot of time prosecuting something like this, especially when it goes to trial. Prosecuting them, getting a conviction is what they're at, and that's what they got here. They basically got a plea deal. They avoided some of the worst parts of this. These were felony charges, and some of the stuff that they were actually got dismissed as part of this plea agreement were considerably worse felony charges. But they pleaded down, and they were sentenced. One of the things they had to do, there was a boat involved, a very nice boat. I think it may have been a Ranger boat. Expensive boat worth $130,000. They had to forfeit that boat. That boat was forfeited as part of this deal. One of those things, I guess, because it was used in the, committing everything that they did, committing the crime. They ended up forfeiting that. They were also each fined $2,500. That was the actual monetary penalty that was involved here. Now, part of that deal was it will be suspended if they make $1,250 donation to a children's fishing charity. So I guess that's the way the court was trying to do something nice to see that the money went to a good cause instead of going to the court system where it just gets sucked up by our government in more and more ways. So there's a way there they can reduce how much they're having to pay. Fishing license, people have wanted to see them banned from fishing totally and never be able to fish again. Well, that didn't happen. Their fishing license was suspended for 3 years. And according to the prosecutor and some other people up there, that is the longest the law will allow. The one thing we talked about this in another podcast is when these things happen, there are sentencing guidelines. A judge can't just, step up and go, hey, I'm going to sentence you to death for breaking a fishing law, or I'm not going to send you to prison. They can't send them to prison for 100 years for breaking a fishing law. They're sentencing guidelines. They're basically restrictions on what they can and can't do. And this is true anywhere. This is true with any crime, anything that goes on. So that was one of the things. 3 years was the most they could get. The big drum roll was, what else were they going to do? Prison time, jail time. And one of the things as part of the plea in dismissing one of the other felony charges was that they would actually do time in jail. And they're going to do a 10-day jail sentence. Could have been longer. Could have been worse. But to get this plea out of them, and in light of all the other stuff that they offered up, with the boat and everything else, it's a 10-day jail sentence for both of them. And after that is completed, 1.5 years on probation. So I think the other charge has something to do with attempting to commit fraud. And that's a much bigger deal than what they were actually convicted of. I think what they were convicted of was basically attempting to cheat, which is not as big a deal as the other charge. There was another charge that involved possession of illegal fish, and I think it had to do with some of the fish that were cut up, the fillets that were also stuffed inside of the stomach of these fish, along with the weights that they put in there. It's a fascinating story. It's making some of the stuff moving forward with tournaments. There's going to be a lot of tournaments using metal detectors, especially in these type tournaments where, ounces can make a big difference between first and 10th. In the catfish world, I look at our tournaments, and honestly, it would be hard to stuff enough weights into a catfish to make that big of a difference. Generally speaking, the gaps between first and second and third are pretty significant. It's only that you get down in the middle of the field to where a lot of people are catching the same size fish that you see some of these small differences. I'm already hearing talk of some metal detectors being implemented, running some wands over these things to see if there's, anything in them. It will be interesting what happens with some of the live release tournaments if there's a jig head in a fish's stomach. How many times does that happen? Ate a crappy jig and there's a jig head in there, a metal detector picks it up, you cut the fish open and there's a jig head in, you end up killing the fish. It'll be interesting to see how all this pans out in the future. It's a shame it has to happen. It's a shame that there are people like this, but it's good they were caught. It's good they were convicted. It's good they're doing at least some jail time for it, and it's dipping into their pockets a little bit. The biggest thing is, what's going to be the bigger price they're going to pay is the legacy of what happened, and this is going to be something that they're going to be known for, and people will know them for a long, long time. The life that they enjoyed, fishing, angling in the outdoors, is gone. They'll never be able to go anywhere or do anything in the fishing community without being recognized and people knowing who they are. So I think that's going to be, in the whole scheme of things, the bigger price that they're going to end up paying in this. And if you're like me and you love to hunt, you love to fish, you love being outside, that is far worse than what they got with the actual sentence from the judge. So, interesting case. I'm sure it won't be the last time. People have always cheated. They will cheat again. There'll be more of these. And in today's world, you got the phone. It's easy to get caught, and easy to get caught on camera and everything be seen. So, just wanted to give you an update on that, bring you up to speed on what happened. Probably the last we'll hear on this one for now. So, next, we'll be moving back to fishing. We've got some fishing podcasts coming up that actually deal with fishing and not cheating. So, looking forward to that. Hope you guys get out on the water and do some fishing. And until next time, we'll catch you out on the water.